absolutely legislation needs to back this up. The regulators have been providing practice notes and guidance and warnings, but that's not enough. And yes, I've had lots of lawyers, employment lawyers and solicitors saying to me, gosh, it's really changed the environment. We all talk about it, we all think about it, and actually we haven't thought about it like this before. But yes, of course they are right now because we're shouting about it. You know, we've got Me Too, we've got a huge movement about sexual harassment and equality. But my concern is that in another 5 years, it will slide back, but it'll slide back to a worse place because of the light that's been shone on it now. When solicitors make these agreements, they will make them harder to find, deeper and more complex, because they have an inkling now that this is not as acceptable as it was. And I think you may have seen the report that was in Tortoise Media, where fairly recently one of their journalists called top 50 law firms in the UK, asking if they would create a non-disclosure agreement with very similar clauses to mine. So clauses that contravened all the guidance that is out there, that has been published 3 times by the SRA, once by Law Society. And obviously not all 50 responded, but out of the firms that responded, 12 responded, absolutely no problem at all. They would create one of these agreements, and some of them even came back with even more stringent suggestions to him. Now, that to me proves my absolute point about regulatory guidance not being enough. And that's why legislation has to back this up. Lines do have to be drawn.